With this KLEM Sports Update for this Wednesday, May 3rd, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. Yesterday, the Warrigal Conference boys golf title returned to Akron as Akron Westfield won the conference tournament by 13 strokes at the Ridge in Sioux Center. A day like Mondays truly test the mental strength of a golfer who has to play 18 holes while dealing with winds that reach nearly 30 miles an hour or more. Head coach Todd Colt says it was important that his guys understood that tough holes were going to happen.
Conditions were brutal today, and you just have to battle all day long, and you know you can't get down with a bogey or a double bogey because they're going to happen today.
And that's been a strength of the Westerner golf team all season, battling through tough holes and not letting them multiply.
Yeah, I just think they try to manage their game, manage the golf course, and just try to make sure that one mistake doesn't lead to another.
And it takes work to be good in anything, and that's true especially in the sport of golf. Coach Colt says his team buys into the work and loves to play golf whenever they can to get better.
I think one of the reasons we're so competitive is the boys, they play a lot during the summertime. And there's not too many days they don't play golf, then go to baseball, or they go to baseball, then play golf. So they spend a lot of time out there during the off season, and that's what it takes.
And the Westerners now fix their eyes on postseason play, where they look to get back to the state meet. Coach Colt says it's going to take good days from all six golfers to make sure that happens.
You know, my four and five golfers today played really well, and we have to continue that. So in case the one, two, and threes have a little bit of a hiccup, we have someone there to pick them up. And so far, we've counted everyone's scores this year at different meets, so I like how it's working out that we don't have to rely on just four people.
And the Westerners are next in action tomorrow in a triangular at Willow Creek Golf Course here in the Mars. On the girls' side yesterday, the Hinton Blackhawk girls' golf team put together a strong showing and came in second at the Warrigal Conference Tournament. The toughness was tested all around for Hinton, whether it be the windy conditions they dealt with as well or the 18 holes they played versus the regular nine. Head coach Joel Small says they showed that toughness all throughout the day.
It was just brutal out there. I mean, the girls had to have some mental toughness to just play today and continue to play. There were some rough holes out there, and able to just, you know, put a hole behind you and take on the next hole. So, you know, I'm pretty happy with the way we played. It sure would have been nice to win, but second place in our conference is a pretty good accomplishment.
And that toughness comes from the top of the leaderboard for Hinton and freshman Ashlyn Kramer. She was at the top again, finishing third individually. She's been the top golfer all year for the Blackhawks, and Coach Small says she brings a leadership quality that's really impressive for a freshman.
I think Ashlyn Kramer's always kind of been our Miss Dependable this year. She's been low for us on a lot of meets, and it seems like our 2 through 6 golfer, different girls have stepped up at different times to fill in our top four golfers. So Ash has kind of been the steady, but we've always had somebody else contribute to the top four scores that are counted.
And the Blackhawks would love an opportunity to get down to state and compete with some of the best golfers in the state. To do that, Coach Small says it will take some more work on the little things that add up along the way.
Continue to work on the game. You know, today I heard girls talking about putting. Greens are different at every course. We just got to kind of hit our own golf course, work on practicing putting and chipping. The short game's always key. So we'll keep working.
And Hinton will be back in action on Thursday at a triangular at Willow Creek Golf Course in Lamar's. Taking a look at those team totals from yesterday in the girls' tournament, South O'Brien won the conference with a team total of 413. Akron, Westfield, and Galen Catholic ended up tying for third with 422, one stroke behind Hinton in second. Akron, Westfield ends up taking the third spot due to the fifth golfer tiebreak. Galen was fourth with a 422. Remsen St. Mary's finished fifth with a 426. How about four of the top five in the conference from Plymouth County? And then MMCRU took seventh place place with a 4.46. The individual leaderboard saw Sam Wilbur of South O'Brien win the individual title. She shot an 85, just an outstanding day. Jaden Barthel, Galen Catholic, was second. She's in the same spot as her brother was on Monday. Second place with a 93. Ashlyn Kramer of Hinton, as we mentioned earlier, third with a 95. Kinsey Shermer of HMS was fourth with a 99. And Lainey Schutnecht of Akron Westfield, fifth with a 101. Josie Swickerath had the top score for Remsen St. Mary. She finished seventh in the field with a 104. Cassie Weiler of MMCRU just cracked the top 10 in 10th with a 105 as the top score for the Royals. Some other sports action yesterday saw the Missouri River Activities Conference tennis tournament take place in Omaha. We go to the girls' side, where Sioux City North ended up winning the title with 30 points. Council Bluffs' Abe Lincoln was second, Sioux City East third. Lamar's tied for fourth in the conference tournament with 16 points. Peyton Wright, senior for the Bulldog tennis squad, was individual runner-up. She swept all through her first three rounds with 8-0 victories, and then lost the championship match to a collegiate tennis player in Gina Carl from Council Bluffs' Abe Lincoln by a score of 8-1. Good day for the individuals for the singles for Lamar's girls tennis. Eliana Pick was fourth. She lost a third place game 8-5. The doubles squads unfortunately had tough days, losing their first round and their subsequent consolation matches. On the boys' side, Sioux City East took home the conference tennis title, 28 points. Sergeant Bluffs Luton was second with 26 points. Lamar's finished in a tie for third with Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln with 21 points. Michael Meese, just like Peyton Wright, he was the individual runner-up on the boys' side. He won his first three matches, 8-0, 8-5, and 8-5, and then he lost the championship match in singles, 8-5 as well. Evan Pratt won his first round, 8-0, but then lost the subsequent second round matchup and the consolation matchup that followed. Caden Worth and Jacob McGill were fourth place finishers in the doubles tournament. They won their first two matches, 8-6 and 8-3, and then Ian Penne and Devin Duvall tie for seventh in the doubles tournament as well. Good showing for Lamar's tennis, and of course, still plenty of tennis left to be played for the Bulldogs. To some more sports action yesterday, soccer games around the MRAC. It was a full slate of games. On the girls' side in the MRAC, it was Council Bluffs' Abe Lincoln taking it to Lamar's 10-0. Sioux City North beat Sergeant Bluff Luton 2-0. 15th-ranked Sioux City East, a 3-0 winner over Council Bluffs' Thomas Jefferson, and 7th-ranked Bishop Heelan. They took it to West by the score of 9-0. In boys' soccer yesterday in the MRAC, it was Council Bluffs' Abe Lincoln handing the loss to Lamar's 4-0. Sioux City North, 3-0 winners over Sergeant Bluff Luton. Sioux City East took down Council Bluffs' TJ 10-0, and it was 3rd-ranked Bishop Heelan over 15th-ranked Sioux City West, 3-0. All these scores and results are found on our website, by the way. That's KLEM1410.com. Under the Sports tab in the drop-down menu, click on Sports Scores and Results. Coming out on Monday from the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union, Class 1A individual singles and doubles state tennis regional assignments for play to begin a week from today on May 10th at 9 a.m. Taking a look at where Lamar's is paired, they will be heading to Spencer for their individual singles and doubles tournaments. They are in Region 1 with the likes of Bishop Heelan, Cherokee, Denison, Schleswig, Esterville, Lincoln Central, Sergeant Bluff Luton, of course the host Spencer, Spirit Lake, Okoboji, and Storm Lakes. And that's what's coming up a week from today for Lamar's girls tennis. And now taking a look at the sports schedule for today, only one thing on there, the Lamar's girls golf team gets back in action. They'll head to Sioux City to Whispering Creek Golf Course for a meet hosted by Sioux City East. Best of luck to the Bulldog girls golf team today. For more sports news, check out KLEM1410.com. Follow us on Twitter as well. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Wednesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.